Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday continues. This is Dan Shugru's choice for Wild Card Wednesday bump. Dan, care to explain?
That was a band called Orbit and a song called Medicine. I don't think they ever had another song that I heard, but it was just one of those songs that, like, I absolutely love, but I knew no one who had ever heard of. And, you know, I would be like, have you heard this song, Medicine? People just look at me strangely. But I adore that song. That song's like 25 years old, and I still remember it. And I still listen to it occasionally on YouTube. I'll just pull it up. So
wow.
That is my choice for Wild Card Wednesday. Okay. Orbit Medicine.
Wild Card Wednesday. Orbit Wednesday. All right. There you go. All right. 312-981-7200. By the way, the weather is going to start to get ugly this morning. And whenever we get notices and warnings and updates at any time, we'll be the first to let you know. Esmeralda's in the newsroom live, and we'll keep track of this storm that's coming into the area throughout the morning and then, you know, throughout the day as well here on WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about regional foods. Now, Esmeralda, is there any place in Chicago or in Joliet where you grew up? Is there like a specific place where you would get some of our regional food that you would that you preferred?
Well, I've never ever had this fried chicken anywhere else, but it's White Fence Farm.
Oh yeah,
in Romeoville.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It is the best. It's well, as their slogan says, "World's greatest chicken."
It's great. That is good. Nice choice, Esmeralda. I'm with you on that. White Fence Farm. That's good. Good God.
Do you eat the sides, by the way?
I do. Yeah.
The beets.
Beets. Love them.
The bean salad.
Yep. All good.
Cottage cheese. That's so the oddest thing ever to me.
What, cottage cheese as a side?
Well, yeah. They bring you this array. It's like, and cottage cheese.
And cottage cheese.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. No, that place is great. Good choice. God, I haven't been there in such a long time.
It's so good.
Yeah. All right, now, have you ever had Skyline Chili from Ohio?
No.
And it is National Chili Day tomorrow. Cincinnati is known for their chili. And they basically put chili kind of on everything. Now, I don't know if you've heard about some of the deals, but here's it. Skyline Chili. Cincinnati has a very particular way of eating chili made famous by Nicholas Lambrinidis, who opened Skyline Chili in Cincinnati in 1949. His Greek chili recipe includes spices not seen in American chili recipes elsewhere. The restaurant's recipe is secret, but those who make Cincinnati chili at home use cinnamon, cocoa, and or allspice. The chili is served over pasta, and toppings are added depending on the diner's taste. So they do. They serve it over spaghetti. They serve it over over pasta. And here's what it is. Two-way chili is served over spaghetti. That's two-way. Three-way is served over spaghetti with cheddar cheese on top. Four-way is the three-way topped with either onions or red kidney beans, because a proper chili, by the way, does not have beans. That's like the sort of like the proper definition of chili is there's no beans. Five-way chili is topped with both onions and red kidney beans. And oyster crackers are served on the side and frequently are topped with a drop or two of hot sauce. Now, I have never had that before. But it's I would eat that.
I heard that it can, you know, some people love it. You love it or hate it.
Yeah.
It could be too sweet for you. And the fact that it doesn't have beans, some people get all up in arms.
But that's not, I mean, I don't know.
Sounds like a sauce to me. I like beans in my chili.
I do too. I mean, but like in the strictest definition of chili, chili doesn't have beans in it. I guess maybe it depends on the region, because in Texas, obviously, it's got beans in it. And, you know, any canned chili, of course, has beans in it, you know. I don't know any canned. Do you know any canned chilies that don't have beans? I mean, oh, actually, Hormel does have a canned chili with no beans. It does. So there you go. Skyline. I've never had it. Dan, you ever gone to Ohio? You've been to Cincy and had the Skyline chili two, three, or four way?
I have been to Ohio, but not enjoyed the Skyline. But A47 texter tells us that you can buy it frozen at Jewel.
Really?
Apparently so.
Ooh. Frozen Skyline chili. Well, that sounds intriguing. Esmeralda, wouldn't you be intrigued by trying? Wouldn't you try that?
I guess.
You just seem very upset.
It's just kind of like when they sell frozen White Castle burgers.
Yeah.
That just sounds so sad. It's like, I don't want to microwave some
I've purchased frozen sliders. I have.
They can't be good, right?
No, they're fine.
It's not the same.
They're fine.
Bun's probably all soggy.
No, not really. They're okay. You know? I've had them here. That's when I've had them. When the Walgreens across the street was open, I would run across the street and grab a box of those things and throw them in the microwave. And they're fine. Yeah. I mean, I would much rather have, you know, a regular fresh White Castle at the drive-thru or at the restaurant. But, like, if I've got a taste for a White Castle, for a slider, and those cravings do happen, you just throw them in the microwave and shove them in your face. All right, we got more regional foods to talk about. The phone lines are lighting up, and you can text us, too, 312-981-7200. News next. Yeah, you could tell who chose this. Yeah. One of my favorite Dave songs of all time, Dave Matthews. That's Why I Am. And it's Wild Card Wednesday, man. Yeah, man! 25th anniversary of Dave Matthews Band. The tour is this summer. And I don't think I'm going to be able to go. I'm going to try. So that would be a show for me 28. That would be show 20. If I went, it would be show 28. I've seen Dave Matthews 27 times. And I know people who have seen them a lot more than that. A lot more. So I've seen Dave Matthews three times less than I've seen Mad Max Fury Road. All right, we're talking about regional foods. Dan, have you traveled anywhere and tried some foods? You got relatives or friends that live someplace that recommended a regional food to you?
You know, I can't really think of one off the top of my head, but the one that does stick out the most to me is down at Bradley University, where I went to school in Peoria, we had a restaurant named Avanti's, which was literally across the street from the university, and they had a sandwich called the Gondola. And I don't know what it is about the bread. I don't know what it was about the meat they used, but it was the greatest sandwich on the face of the earth, to the point where not only every time I go down there to visit do I get a gondola, but I bring up two or three back home for myself and my friends who visited me down there and still want it.
I think you've told me about this before. Isn't it? It's called the gondola, so I'm assuming it's an Italian sub, right?
Right, right. You know, so but it, you know, it doesn't have any vinegar or anything like that, and it's I want to say it's ciabatta bread, but it tastes a little bit different than ciabatta. And it's just so good.
The gondola.
The gondola.
See, I would eat that. I would definitely eat that. All right, we're talking about regional foods, and we'll get to some more. We were talking about the Skyline Chili in Ohio, which I guess you can buy frozen here in the Jewels. But let's go to the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm Nick, but that's okay.
I know that. No, I'm Mike.
Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you, Nick?
Good.
There's two things that I would miss from Chicago if I moved out of Chicago. It'd be the Jeans and June hot dogs.
Yep.
And Garrett's popcorn.
Yeah, those are two. Those are two pretty great things, man. Garrett popcorn is just. I love the caramel corn with the cheddar cheese mix.
Yeah, Chicago mix.
That's the Chicago mix. That's what they call the Chicago mix.
Yes.
You know, I've been lucky enough to have been to a lot of Hawks games, and I've been lucky enough to have been to a lot of Hawks games in a suite. And one of the incredible things about going to a Hawks game and sitting in a suite is the dessert cart that comes by. And the dessert cart is loaded with all kinds of insane desserts. And, you know, they got liqueurs and all kinds of amazing stuff. But they have bags of the Chicago mix Garrett's. And anytime I go to a Hawks game and I end up in a suite, I go home with at least two bags of Garrett's Chicago mix. It's good. It's real good. Mike, thanks for the call. Gene and Jude's best hot dog in the city. Best hot dog in the city. Everybody has their favorite hot dog in the city, but I go with Gene and Jude's. Esmeralda, you ever been to Gene and Jude's?
I haven't.
Oh, man. You got to go. You got to. I would have suggested that if you can get a DeLorean and go back in time and go to the whale first. Yeah, man. See, enough's enough at the thirsty whale. And then go to Gene and Jude's after for some dogs.
I thought it was still open.
What?
The whale.
No, the whale is closed.
I thought they were. Oh.
No.
Well, I could still go to the place where it is. Or was.
Yeah.
And just stand there.
Didn't they, like, reopen it, like a version of it?
Yeah, I thought I.
It's
thought
not. It's not in the
once.
Same place.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the whale. For all intents and purposes, the whale as the whale is gone. Now they did an anniversary like party a couple of years ago where they celebrated the anniversary, but the whale is closed.
The new Thirsty Whale is on Randall Road in Algonquin.
It's in Algonquin. See, that's not it. That's not the whale, man. The whale. But Gene and Jude's best hot dog in the city. Dan, do you have a favorite hot dog?
I'm a Superdog guy.
Superdog?
Oh, yeah. I like Superdog.
I like Superdog,
too. I like all hot dogs. I don't discriminate.
No ketchup, though.
Except Oscar Mayer. I don't like
those. Wait, what?
You like Oscar Mayer hot dogs?
Well, they're fine.
Ugh.
I grew up on them. When you're a kid, you eat Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Yeah, well, we're not children anymore.
No, I know, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I don't have nice memories associated with eating Oscar Mayer hot dog. I can't remember the last time I had an Oscar Mayer hot dog, but...
Yeah, because we know better.
I don't dislike them.
I don't like... They're too skinny.
Okay.
I like a Vienna beef hot dog.
Well, those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, so, yeah, but Gene and Jude's best. And they use Vienna beef hot dogs at Gene and Jude's. With the snap casing, good stuff. Don't even remotely think about asking for ketchup because they will punch you square in the face. And they have every right to. As I've said a million times, if you are over the age of 6 and you put ketchup on a hot dog, you go directly to jail. No trial, nothing. One of the keys, Esmeralda, to why Gene and Jude's is so good, because it's your basic great Chicago dog. They use Vienna beef with a snappy casing. And they have fresh cut, hand cut potato fries.
That's always so nice.
And they double fry them.
Oh, yeah.
And they stick them right on top of the dog and wrap the whole thing together.
I don't mind that.
Oh. I'm telling you, it's the best. Gene and Jude's. Best hot dogs. Here's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Before I get to my regional, we used to have the absolute best chili on the planet right here in Chicago over in Forest Park. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, that's all right.
I'll text you the damn one I remember, because I'll remember it 10 seconds after I hang up. That's the way my brain works. But as far as regional food goes, one of the best breakfasts I've ever had on the planet was at a little restaurant on a two-lane highway up in Vermont. Handmade maple sausage, pancakes, eggs, and the best maple syrup on the planet, bar none. I mean, they were tapping the trees out back.
Yeah.
To get the sap. I mean, that's how fresh it was.
Yeah.
They made the syrup right there on the premise. You couldn't ask for better. Oh, I just thought of the chili place.
Yeah.
Bishop's.
Oh, Bishop's. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you, Don.
All right, buddy. Have a good morning.
Okay. I've been to Vermont. Never had the maple syrup, though. Well, why wouldn't I have? I mean, you're in Vermont. Why not have have maple syrup? You know? I don't know. Hey, 219 area code says New Orleans and dirty rice. Yummy. There is so much amazing regional food in New Orleans. I don't even know where to start. I've been to New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans twice, and I came back 75 pounds heavier. The food in New Orleans is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I, like I said, I've been there twice, and the first time I went there was on the honeymoon, my first honeymoon, and we were there for a week. And, you know, you eat a lot of food in a week. And every single meal that I had in New Orleans was good. Every single meal, no matter where it was. Every meal, whether it was like some hole-in-the-wall bar or some really fancy schmancy restaurant and every place in between, unbelievable. Esmeralda, have you been to New Orleans?
No, I really want to go, too.
It's such a great town.
I want to eat some. I just want to eat seafood.
Oh, the seafood
a
is.
Boil.
Oh, God, the seafood is so good. So good. And I went to Emeralds, the original Emeralds restaurant, his flagship restaurant. One of the best meals ever.
Good. Commander's Palace?
I did.
It's supposed to be amazing.
Yep. Yeah, that place is amazing. That place is nuts. So I would love to go there again, but I don't think I can go to New Orleans anymore. The temptation to live the way that people live in New Orleans would be way too high for me.
Eileen and I were looking to go to a place that had warmer weather for like a getaway. And I'm like, she's like, how about New Orleans? I'm like, I've been to New Orleans. All you do is walk around the square and drink. There isn't anything to do. You know, there's an aquarium. That's about it.
There are some things to do, but what you do when you go to New Orleans is you eat and you drink. Those are the top two things that you do when you go to New Orleans. You eat, you drink booze, and that's what you do. So, but there are some cool things to do in New Orleans. It's just that I would not pick that. I mean, you know, obviously outdoor activities that you want to do, like in warm weather, you don't do that in New Orleans. Well, you guys are going to go someplace with a body of water, I would imagine. Well, there's water in New Orleans, but like we're talking like beaches and stuff. Is that what you guys, Dan, is it that kind of thing?
Yeah, just someplace, warmer. Just warmer, you know.
Just to get the hell out of Dodge.
Right.
You guys will probably, in about 12 hours from now, be like, can we leave now? Yeah. It was a real shocker. Wonder if anybody can guess who chose this one on Wild Card Wednesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Esmeralda, do you just want every day to be Fly Jam Friday?
Yes. No, I had that one in mind because today I saw at the Wisconsin State Fair in August, they're doing like this very 90s-centric concert.
Oh, who's going to be there?
Salt and Pepper.
Ooh.
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad.
Coolio and Rob Bass, although I believe DJ Easy Rock is not invited.
Wow.
Or he's not there.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Got very excited for the 90s.
Very excited for the 90s. Although, Salt and Pepper would be the 90s, although Push It was the 80s.
Yeah. But a lot of theirs was 90s.
Yeah.
With Spinderella, by the way.
Well, good.
Salt and Pepper with Spinderella.
You can't see Salt and Pepper without Spinderella. That would just be illegal. You guys remember Third Base?
Was it a white guy?
It were two white
guys. White guy rapper? Pop Goes the Weasel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pop Goes the Weasel because the weasel goes pop. Oh, man. Why am I blanking on the guy's name? There's Prince P. How can I be blanking on the other dude's name? He hosted that white rapper show on VH1. and he gives people the gas face. Why am I... How could I be blanking on the dude's name? MC Search. What's wrong with me? How did I blank on MC Search's name? MC Search rules.
I like how that's why you think what's wrong with you. You don't remember a random rapper's name.
No, MC Search's name and face are embedded in my brain forever. Are you not familiar, Esmeralda? Are you not familiar with the genius of MC Search and Third Base?
I just know the one song. And then I think they wanted to beat someone up, or I think that was at that song.
Well, they beat the hell out of a guy who looks like Vanilla Ice.
Right.
In the video.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Because Pop Goes the Weasel. The Weasel. Pop Goes the Weasel. The Weasel. Pop Goes the Weasel because the Weasel goes pop.
Would you like to hear some of it, or would you like to save it for your selection?
We can save it for my selection. Just save that for my selection. And then you guys will obviously know what the sample is on that.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah. Now, their first album was the Cactus album, Dan, which they had the Cactus album. What Gas Face was on that. When that's, you know what the Gas Face is? That's the face you make when you're dissing somebody. When you don't like somebody, you make the gas face. And when you hate somebody, you give them the gas face. You get the gas face. You guys aren't down, man. You guys don't know the lingo.
We're learning so much from you this morning about hip-hop.
If you want to diss someone, you give them the gas face. You get the gas face. But the other song that they had on there, can you look up the Cactus album? I'm blanking on the name. I love these guys, too, and I'm blanking on the name. They had a hit off of that record. Pop Goes the Weasel was on their second album. The Cactus album was their first, which had Gas Face. Because you give them the gas face. Esmeralda, is there anybody you would like to give the gas face to?
There is way too many for me to...
You have a large list of people that you would enjoy giving the gas face
to. You got a few hours.
Yeah.
Into the AM?
Nope, that's not it. That's not the hit. Because you've got... I can't believe I can't remember. Because I used to listen to Third Base and all those guys. And MC Search had like two solo albums and they both kicked ass.
According to Wiki, the three charting singles are Step Into the AM, The Gas Face, and Brooklyn Queens.
Brooklyn Queens. No. Can you get the... Is there a listing of the songs on Cactus?
Stymie's Theme,
yep.
Sons of Third Base, Russell Rush, The Gas Face, Monty Hall, Oval Office, Hoods, Soul in the Hole... Triple Stage Darkness, MC Disagree, Words of Wisdom, Product of the Environment, Desert Boots, The Cactus, Jim Backus, flipping Off the Wall Like Lucille Ball, Brooklyn Queens, Step Into the AM, Episode 3, Who's on Third, Words of Wisdom Remix.
Okay. That was fantastic having you read those. That was great. I believe it's Words of Wisdom is the, but I don't know if it's safe for play. I don't know if it's safe for airplay. And I don't know if Pie, I don't even know if Pop, I think Pop Goes the Weasel is okay. There might be a radio edit for that.
Although, I mean, why don't you just sing it?
I'm not going to, I can't do MC Search justice.
I mean, you kind of already did most of it.
Sing what? Pop Goes the Weasel?
Yeah.
No, we'll hear it. You guys will be able to identify the sample very easily. Yeah, Gas Face, man. You don't know Gas Face? You don't know their fantastic song, Jim Backus? Oh, man. Okay. We were talking regional food. 847 says, my father-in-law just moved back here from living in Florida for 20 years, and he is eating pizza every weekend because apparently you can't get good pizza in Florida, and he really missed good old Chicago pizza.
It is Florida.
Yeah, you can't get much of anything in Florida except for get, you know, bitten by tsetse flies. It's like, Rich says Skyline Chili is great. You have to do the five-way. Some places even put hot dog chunks in it. Ooh. Hot dog chunks. 630 says, people in Texas do not like beans in their chili. Oh, I must have got it mixed up. The five-way chili and three-way chili are very popular at Steak and Shake. 815 area code says, you should check out Chipped Chopped Ham from Pittsburgh. I would eat that. And then finally, Tim says, chili over pasta is phenomenal, especially if you add sharp cheddar cheese and sour cream. Okay, we have to break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll come back and talk more regional foods. 312-981-7200, and then Esmeralda will start her list of who she wants to give the gas face. I'd like to give this blizzard the gas face, a preemptive gas face. All right, we'll be right back. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 o'clock. Keeping our eye on the incoming storm. Everybody just stay safe. If you don't need to go out, don't go out. If you're driving, be very careful as the weather changes. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. And that was a choice from Dan Shagrew. Dan, explain.
I have to thank Esmeralda Leon for that. That is Kate Nash. She played one of Kate Nash's sad songs on Anti-Valentine's Days, but it reminded me how great that album was, and that song was called Mouthwash.
Kate Nash. Kate
She's still
Nash.
Lovely.
She's great.
Whatever happened to her?
She's still around.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her? Where's she from?
She's from London.
Oh, she's a Brit.
She's a Brit.
Okay.
I discovered her on Conan O'Brien. She has a song called Foundations, which is my favorite song, but it's a downer, and I didn't want to play a downer at 4 a.m. So.
Yeah. I do love that song, too.
But it is. I mean, I watched it on Conan O'Brien one night here while I was prepping for the Left Show, and, like, I stopped. I couldn't like, do anything for 4 minutes after it was over. It's fantastic. Okay. It's about a breakup that's just perfect. So.
But she seems to have some real happy songs, because that one that you – that's not the song that, Esmeralda, you wanted to hear on –
No, correct. Mine was super sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that they
but she does have happy ones.
She does.
Was that last one about mouthwash?
Sometimes she uses mouthwash.
Yes. Oh, okay. Sometimes? Okay.
She's got happy songs about kissing boys.
That's Kate Walsh, not Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh is in Private Practice.
Do you have like an ABC thing? Because you had said, what did you say? You off the air, you had confused someone, and it was someone from The Real Housewives. Or no,
no, it's Desperate Housewives. I was talking about Marsha.
So you got like an ABC.
I was talking to Esmeralda about what I consider to be the most insanely compelling television show right now, which is The People versus O.J. Simpson. I am absolutely addicted to this show. Absolutely and completely addicted to the show. And I called now I am blanking on
Marsha
Clark.
Yes.
Okay, Marsha Clark. So I made the mistake. When I was describing the scene to Esmeralda, I made the mistake of calling Marsha Clark. I called her Marsha Cross. And Marsha Cross, of course, is the redheaded Desperate Housewife.
Is this like a secret underlying? You just want to watch more of the ABC lineup?
Maybe that is. Maybe it's just something that's in the back of my head. I don't know. I really, really like Kate Walsh and Marsha Cross. I don't know. All right, let's get back to some regional food. And by the way, hey, 9:10 this morning, Brent Seabrook is going to be on Steve Cochran's show. You got to tune in. Seabs is awesome. So tune in, 9:10 this morning, Breakfast with a Blackhawk, Brent Seabrook on Cochran's show. All right, here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, last time I was out to visit my aunts, you go to any diner in Burbank, Sherman Oaks, anywhere in the Hollywood area.
Yeah.
You can't find meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and a veggie.
You can't.
Nope.
It is California.
Yeah, is it kale?
Oh, I know. They're kind of fond of their vegan style. But...
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's that. I mean, you know, that's a mashed potatoes, you know, and meatloaf and a veg. That's, boy, that to me, that's a meal.
That's food, yeah.
Yeah, that's a full meal right there.
That's very Midwest, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's the stuff I grew up on, man. I mean, I grew up potato, veg, meat. That to me is a meal. So
okay, now I've been hanging out so long. Did Dan go to Bradley?
Dan did go to Bradley. He was just explaining. Oh, okay. He was explaining about the gondola.
Yeah, if he knows about these, he went to Bradley then.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Steve, thanks.
Okay,
see you. Bye. Okay. Steve says they also serve gondolas at Corleone's in Morris. The guy who owns it used to work at Avanti's and got permission from their owners to bring the sandwich into the restaurant. Wow, Dan, did you know that?
I was unaware.
This guy got permission. Wow. 224 area code says, I won't eat a hot dog without ketchup and mustard. And if I'm hoping this person is 6 years old or less who texted this in.
Now, can I tell you, I think I tell everybody this, that has that whole no ketchup on hot dogs thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's only specific hot dogs. Because of the spices in them, the ketchup overpowers them.
Yeah.
Can't be all hot dogs.
No, it's all hot dogs.
All right.
You can't put ketchup on a hot dog. You can't legally, in Chicago, put ketchup on a hot dog. And if you do, and you're over the age of six, I will forgive everyone six and under.
What if you mix it up and make it pink?
No.
No?
Okay. No ketchup. And in fact, I don't think ketchup should be anywhere within 10 feet of a hot dog. Just the smell of it may taint the hot dog.
What about artisanal ketchup?
No. No ketchup of any kind on a hot dog. No.
What about a chunky salsa?
No. How about this? The McDonald's next door to Gene and Jude's will charge you for ketchup as well. I didn't know that. You know, but well, people get ketchup at hot dog places because that you a lot of people use it for fries. They put, you know, they dip the ketchup in the fries. As long as you don't put it on the hot dog, you're fine. 815 area code says, when we lived in Rockford, we ate beefaroo once a week. Al's has the best Italian beef and onion rings. Al's has good Italian beef. I don't think it's the best, but it has good Italian beef. What the hell is beefaroo? What is that? Isn't that what...
Is it a mix of kangaroo and cow?
Isn't what Kramer fed Rusty the horse?
No, that was with the chef hat.
No, it wasn't beefaroni. Because beefaroni is a real product. It was like a fake product that they.
I'm disappointed that you don't know.
I know. Trust me, I'm disappointed. I couldn't think of MC Search's name for a couple of minutes. Beefarino. It's beefarino. That's what Kramer feeds Rusty the horse.
So I'm looking at pictures of beefaroo. It's a place.
Okay. It's in Rockford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, well, they got many locations.
Okay. Well,
yeah, they're mainly all in Rockford.
Okay.
But,
and you know what? By the way, the owner of beefaroo in Rockford would be a more plausible person to induct Cheap Trick into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than Kid Rock. Oh, wait. We got a beefaroo. We got the story behind beefaroo here. Listen up, Esmeralda. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Okay, here's Nick on WGN. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
What's
beefaroo?
Yeah.
Beefaroo is just like Arby's, man. It's just a beef place. It's sliced beef, nice rolls, that's about it.
Oh, okay, so it's like Arby's. It's your roast beef sandwich.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's all it is, man. A little cheddar cheese sauce, that's all it is.
There you go. Okay, thank you, Nick.
Not a problem, man.
All right, be careful out there driving. Be careful to everybody out there driving as this storm rolls in.
It looks nicer, though.
The beefaroo? It looks nicer than Arby's?
Yeah.
Don't be dissing on Arby. Don't be giving Arby the gas face.
The pictures look better than what I've seen from Arby's. I never get the roast beef there.
But at Arby's?
Yeah.
Why?
I always get a deli sandwich.
Okay. I mean, I happen to be a fan of Arby's. Well, you got to get the roast beef when you go to Arby's.
No.
Beef and cheddar? Beef and cheddar on the onion roll? Beef and cheddar?
I heard rumors.
I don't care. I don't care.
Arby's.
Like what they put in their food or how they prepare it?
Yeah, like how the roast beef is made.
I don't care. That stuff I just like, oh, you know what they put in hot dogs? They put calf lips and hooves and, you know.
Well, that's what makes it good.
And they bull scrotums. You know, they put it all into a process. That's what you're eating. I don't care.
Well, that makes it savory.
Yeah. So I don't worry about what Arby's puts in their beef.
Well, no, it's not what they put in it. I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm not going to say.
All right. Well, I like Arby's. Beef and cheddar, baby. Oh, my
curly
God.
Curly fries, though.
Yeah. Bam, beef and cheddar.
Damn curly fries.
All right. We got to take a break here. We want to get your weather in there and some traffic, and then we'll get back to regional foods. And I want to thank all the people who are texting in. We'll do that. So we will get more to those at 312-981-7200. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop goes the weasel, but the weasel goes pop. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop goes the weasel, because the weasel goes pop. Hip-hop got thrown in a hit pop. The second old record was number one on the pop. This song rules. Pop goes the weasel. This song does not get the gas face. MC Search, Prince P, that would be third base. I would love to see a third base reunion. Do you know that they could sell out Soldier Field if third base had a reunion for six nights?
I don't know about that.
Come on.
Them and Wang Chung?
Wang Chung. Oh, you couldn't get downtown. If it was Wang Chung in third base at Soldier Field, all the hotels would be booked. It would be standstill traffic for every highway and Lakeshore Drive. You couldn't move because 70 million people would descend upon the city if third base and Wang Chung played a concert. Woodstock, Schmoodstock. So did you catch the sample in there, Esmeralda?
I have no idea.
The main sample, there's a few, but the main sample, Dan?
Yeah, I'm humming it, but I can't think of the name.
It's Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel.
Oh.
Yeah. So. All right. Now, I didn't know this. I'm looking at this list. We're talking about regional foods. If you come from a place and they've got great specific food there in this area, 312-981-7200. We were talking about tomorrow's National Chili Day, so we were talking about chili earlier. We talked about Skyline Chili out of Ohio. Now, I was not aware that toasted ravioli was a Missouri thing. But according to this, it says the origins of this dish are in dispute, as several chefs in St. Louis's Italian neighborhood claim that they have originated the dish, although it may have traveled from Sicily. The ravioli is breaded and deep fried, then sprinkled with Parmesan cheese and added. They serve it with marinara sauce for dipping. Yes, that's toasted ravioli. I happen to love toasted ravioli. Don't you, Esmeralda?
It's fried, yeah.
Fried ravioli, yeah. But they call it toasted ravioli, despite the fact that it's deep fried. You can get that pretty much everywhere, right? You can get that as an app at most Italian places, right?
I've seen that.
And I know Leona's has it. By the way, it's really nice to have a Leona's six blocks away from where I live. And when I order from there, the food comes very fast. I happen to really like Leona's. They've got some good stuff. Dan, do you enjoy the fried ravioli?
I do enjoy the fried ravioli.
I didn't know that it specifically came from the St. Louis area.
Yeah, I was surprised when I read that on that list. I was just like, that doesn't seem very specific to Missouri, but...
Yeah, seems odd to me. How about this one? We all knew this one. When my main man K-Pax, yeah, when Jeff Bridges went back to his home planet of K-Pax, no, when K-Max, my man Maximus, Kevin Powell, when he went out there to Iowa for the Caucasus, I told him to get some loose meat sandwiches, and he did not get loose meat sandwiches. He wasn't there long enough. He was too busy. The sandwich is described as a sloppy Joe without the slop, or a hamburger that falls apart. It's also called a tavern sandwich, as it was served by Ye Olde Tavern Sandwich Shop in Sioux City, Iowa, beginning in 1934. The Made Right chain has been selling loose meat sandwiches since 1926, so there was a controversy over the sandwich's origin. In Iowa, even national chains like Dairy Queen serve loose meat sandwiches. I have had a loose meat sandwich. They're enjoyable. They are quite enjoyable.
Is it tough to eat them? I mean, is it one of those just like, are they constantly
You know what? It's a very pilgrimish kind of a sandwich. Because it's served, when I ate it, it was served on white bread. So it was, but it was very tasty. You would think like ground beef on white bread, how bland is that? But it was very tasty. There's a nice spice to it. And it did, I mean, like you would have to have like a spoon on the side, you know, to catch whatever would fall out. But it's good. I like them. And I know Kevin would love them. Maximus would just slay them. He would give it a thumbs up, not a thumbs down.
Is that the right way, though? Didn't the movie mess it up?
Would the movie mess what up?
That, in actuality, I think in Roman times, actually, if you got the thumbs down, you survived, and the thumbs up, you got killed.
Is that right?
I remember there was a big controversy about it.
Was it opposite day? That's weird.
Elaine, bald men who live with their parents and have no jobs don't walk up to women. My favorite episode of Seinfeld, by the way. The best episode of Seinfeld ever. Esmeralda, you remember that episode? George does the opposite of everything.
Right. Is that when he goes up to the lady and he tells her, with my mother.
He goes, my name is George Costanza. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents. And she goes, oh, hi. That's the best episode ever. George does the opposite. He gets the job with the Yankees. After he insults Steinbrenner to his face, that's the best. All right, what else we got here? Garrett's Popcorn was sued. They had to change the name from Chicago Mix to Garrett's Mix. What did Rom sue him? What? Jay in Ohio says, Nick, there is a restaurant in Columbus called Schmidt's Sausage House. It is known for a Bahama Mama sausage. It's a spicy hickory smoked sausage, and it's extremely addicting. Bahama Mama. All right. Scott says, in Nana's in Streamwood, that was started by a family member of Gene and Jude's, I've eaten at both places, and the hot dogs are identical cousins. All right. Next time you're in Streamwood, go to Nana's, and you'll enjoy what seems to be a very similar Gene and Jude hot dog. More stuff about Beefaroo. 815 area code. Esmeralda, you might be interested in this since you like the curly fries at Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
815 area code says, you need to take a trip to Rockford. Beefaroo cheese fries are legit.
Yeah, but there's fries with cheese. It's a special cheese recipe.
Maybe I don't know. All I know is that they're legit. Just like that rapper, legit.
I mean, can we just say that cheese fries are legit?
Yeah, well,
across the board.
He's saying specifically Beefaroo cheese fries are legit. The question is, are they too legit to quit? That's the big question.
They might be, and they just keep sitting there eating.
That's right.
And eating.
Who worked with legit, Dan? Why am I?
Denver Broncos running back Terrell Davis.
That's right, Terrell Davis. When's the last time Geezer was in here? And they pulled out a reference to A Time to Kill on one of the songs. Oh, man, you should check out the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Last time Rick Geezer was on, we were doing Super Bowl stuff. All right, we got a break. News is next, and then we'll talk some more about regional foods. 312-981-7200. Yeah. He's too legit to quit. Much like Beefaroo's cheese fries.
And legit.
And legit. Wow, too legit to quit. That would be 1991. Good old Hammer.
Hammer, don't hurt him.
Please don't hurt him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not polite. That's not from that album.
No.
That's from Too Legit to Quit. I believe that album was called Too Legit to Quit.
Yeah, I think it's later, right?
It's after Don't Even Think About Hurting Him. Because Don't Think About any Harm to Him came out like in 89 or something. And then like, what the hell was his big hit?
Can't Touch This.
Can't Touch This, right. So that was like, I remember like, I believe in 90, that became like a big thing. And you know what else is on the Too Legit to Quit album, Dan? The fantastic Addams Family.
That is the song. Catchy theme song.
That's right. Rachel says, Beefaroo is way nicer than Arby's. Awesome wraps, great expansive menu with amazing beef sandwiches. Each location has a theme, from fire departments to North Woods. Okay. Dixie says, there used to be a place called Heroes and Legends in Joliet. It's just now called Legends, but it's best known for their chili. I was just going to ask you, because Esmeralda just came into my studio on the way, and you've never heard of, do you know what Heroes and Legends is? Have you ever heard of it?
No, I know.
It's now called Legends.
Right. It's a bar and grill.
Yeah.
I've never been in, though.
Dixie says that they're best known for their chili.
Oh. Did not know that.
And you know, tomorrow's National Chili Day.
Maybe I'll have to take a trip down to old
to J-Town, baby. Let's get Andy Dick and go.
Right. He'll take a red eye.
Yeah.
From California. Perfect.
Sam says Homer's Ice Cream out of Wilmette. I've never been there. No, I've been to Wilmette, but I've never been to Homer's Ice Cream.
Have you had Rainbow Cone?
Yes.
Never had Rainbow Cone.
Yes, I have.
That's bucket list for the summer.
Do you remember? You don't remember. Well, no, because it's closed down as well. The only thing that's open in that area anymore is Gene and Jude's and the damn McDonald's next door, because it used to be, there used to be right across the parking lot from Gene and Jude's was Cock Robin. And Cock Robin was this ice cream place. And they specialized, you know what their specialty was at Cock Robin?
What's that?
They had square-shaped ice cream scoops.
Okay.
So it would be like a square-shaped ice cream scoop.
What would they put it on?
Cones. And in you know.
But in a square form?
Yeah.
What?
That was their little thing. They had the square.
Wouldn't it not fit? I mean, a cone is a round.
They made it fit.
Direct. Well, then what's the point?
To have a specialty square. Nobody else had. Cock Robin was the only place that had the square things.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So you have the cone.
I understand what an ice cream cone is.
Yeah, but they plop down the square.
Right, and then you got to lick the angles. No, it goes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a waste because there's all this dead space in the cone.
Wait a minute. When you go to ice cream places, do they fill the entire cone with ice cream?
I mean, it falls in.
Yeah, it's going to fall in because of gravity and melt.
Right, but I feel like a square scoop is not going to fall properly in.
What are you talking about? If the top of the cone is covered by ice cream, doesn't matter what shape the ice cream is, it's going to melt into the cone.
I would think physics supports Esmeralda's.
I mean, it will melt, but fall in as it does.
What do you mean properly? If the surface of the cone, even if it's round, the surface of the cone is covered by ice cream, then because of physics, the ice cream will melt into the cone.
Yeah, but it won't fill the cone.
Where's it going to go?
It'll just like drip sadly into the cone, I imagine. Because
you are you going to places where they, because you know, ice cream places that I go to, they don't fill the entire cone up with ice cream.
Because it is a round scoop, it kind of falls in.
Right, because it's already almost like halfway there.
Right.
By the time the melting occurs, mm-hmm. it has less distance. Mm-hmm. If you mm-hmm. put a square piece of ice cream,
it's gonna be on top.
On a cone, it's gonna spill more out to the sides.
Right.
It's not necessarily gonna fall directly in as a scoop would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See? Dan knows what I'm talking
God,
about.
God, I really hope Dumont's listening. On a different subject here.
Yeah.
Mary Sandberg busted through the door to let us know Homer's ice cream in Wilmette is indeed worth the wait. You will wait 45 minutes to get ice cream, but it is worth it.
Now, if you go to Homer's, do they fill the entire cone with ice cream? I must be going to the wrong ice cream places.
Yeah, well, you're going with the square scoops.
No, I don't, because Cock Robin is closed. I just said that.
I wonder, did they have to patent that, or?
I guess so.
Because I've never seen
I'm trying to remember if they had square. Now I'm trying to remember if they actually had square cones.
I would assume so, because that would make sense.
It doesn't not make sense the other way.
Yeah,
ice cream is going to melt into the thing because it's covering the thing.
Yeah, but
with the
imagine around the round top of the cone, and then there's just this.
I know this what square. A square on top of a round cone would look like.
It looks
I'm
so
aware.
Sad.
You're sad?
It just seems just sad and like this. It's just on top. I imagine it would like people had a lot of accidents with their ice cream falling off.
Like the cones would go with the scoop would fly off because
right.
It's, okay.
Because it's not firmly in the cone.
Now, the phones are lighting up. So, I mean, there's obviously a lot of people in this area. A lot of people in Chicagoland area have been to Cock Robin and have had wonderful experiences eating their square-shaped ice cream, whether it's in a cup or a cone. Now, you have no objection to it being in a cup, right?
No.
Okay. Or is there somehow, is it not going to melt properly in a cup?
I mean, it's going to have to be a bigger than the square, because again.
All right, hang on. This has just turned into, I don't know what's going on here, but every phone line leading into WGN is now lit up.
Is this turned into the gold dress, blue dress?
Yeah.
Argument?
And the texts are now flying in. It's just turned into. All right, hold on a minute. Let's go to Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
It was called, I thought in Hammond it was called Castles, but they had a, it was kind of looked like a White Castle, but it was just, but they had the square ice cream, and it was in a regular cone. It was just awesome because it was this different thing, but we would take my dad would take my dog over there, and my dog would sit in the back seat, and he would always give it ice cream at that square, the square ice cream.
Yeah.
And there was a time where the dog wasn't going to eat his ice cream, and my dad's like screaming at the dog, like, if you don't eat that ice cream, I'm going to stick it up your butt. And the people around us are looking at us like, oh, I'm thinking we're talking to a kid in the back seat, and their dog.
Well, either way, it seems a little weird, Jim, quite frankly, whether it was a dog or a child, it seems a little weird. All right, Jim, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get. I don't want to be talking about dogs getting ice cream shoved up their butt. I don't know what's going on now. What the hell just happened? All I wanted to do was reminisce about Cock Robin, and now I got a guy telling me his dad was screaming at the dog about sticking ice cream up his butt. What? Suddenly, what's going on?
Full moon.
Oh, it is a full moon. You're right. It is a full moon. Yeah, people thought we were weird screaming about sticking ice cream up a kid's butt. Well, it's weird to scream about sticking ice cream up a dog's butt, too.
I'm curious why the dog didn't want the ice cream.
Because it was probably shaped like a square. You probably owned the dog before these guys did and taught it to hate square-shaped ice cream. That's what it is.
I'm anti-square.
You're a squarist. That's what you are. All right. And you like curly fries? Those are not shaped like they're supposed to be shaped.
Yeah, but they fit into containers properly.
All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back to this insanity about square ice cream. We have someone on the line, by the way, who actually has a Cock Robin ice cream scooper, and we're going to get to it.
Ooh.
See? All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Get a party, say. Song rules. Montel Williams.
Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan, yeah.
Can I say this is the second time hearing the song today?
How is that possible?
Because I was listening to it earlier. In my own home, on my own time.
Okay. I was going to say, somebody else played this? And
no,
it's
I just... I
not 1996?
I listen to this at least three times a week.
That's a great song. Montel Williams, was he on ABC? He was syndicated. He could have been on ABC.
He could have.
That was Dan's choice. Nice choice, Dan. Are you just
Thank
itching
you.
To be DJ Shagru?
I just figured I'd keep the 90s.
The 90s alive.
Yeah, the 90s vibe.
Well,
alive.
I mean,
show.
I had
third base.
Too legit to. No, she had too legit to quit, and I had third base. Pop goes the weasel. All right, we got to get back to this ice cream thing. Cock Robin, this is very important.
Just a quick addition. Many texters and callers are confirming there are Cock Robin / Prince Castles still open, including one in Naperville.
Oh, we might have to take
okay,
a road
we're have
to
go.
Prove my theory.
Okay, Mrs. Wizard. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Nick?
All right, what's up?
I happen to have one of those ice cream scoops in my possession. I did a remodel on the Naperville Cock Robin and acquired one.
Oh, you acquired one. I see how that works. So you did
Absolutely.
You did a remodel on the Naperville, and you just so happened to have ended up with one. All right, now, so do you use it, or do you just
absolutely?
Yeah,
it's, you know, I grew up in Naperville, and that was always the treat. Cock, you know, Prince Castle Cock Robin Square ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it was an enjoyable experience for you, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, if you guys want to run some experiments, you know, I can send you the scoop and see, you know, work out your physics.
No. You don't want to send us the scoop, Mike. You worked really hard for it. I want you to make sure you keep it. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
All right, man.
All right, yeah. Charlene on WGN. Hey, Charlene.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
I just wanted to say, since I'm a little older than you and visited Cock Robin probably a little bit more, they did have square top ice cream cones.
Oh, so the ice cream cones were shaped, there was a square on top.
Yes.
Okay. So they, did they exclusively have not only the ice cream scoop, but the ice cream cones were exclusively made for Cock Robin? No wonder they're out of business. No wonder they were out of business. Wow.
They have to check their patents.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Charlene, thanks.
Oh, no problem. Have a good day.
All right. So that means that you're
well, that's okay, then.
Then it's okay. Esmeralda approves now.
Well, right. No, because it would plop in.
Both of you guys approve
yes.
now.
Yes. It is a place to go.
You both hate Wang Chung and Cock Robin. We've discovered that this morning.
Don't go put words in our mouth.
Oh, I don't have to. My words are square. They won't fit in your mouth. According to science, evidently.
May I ask a physics question since we're
Yeah, please do. At this point, Dan, yeah.
I had to step away when our caller who acquired the scoop.
He acquired it.
Yeah, so I don't know if he addressed this, but how does one scoop with a square?
My guess is that there is a square device on the inside that scrapes the thing.
I know, but like... So do you push it down into the ice cream and then flip it up? You know what
or
I mean?
Because
like when
you
scoop an ice cream, you've got the circular motion in that a lot.
My
of-
guess is that, you know, like even though you have the circular motion, the top part is shaped like a square. But because of the motion, you still have a round part on the bottom.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's not a perfect square. So maybe that would satisfy you as well, because the bottom of the square is round. Now you won't hate Cock Robin as much as you do.
Esmeralda loves oval ice cream, so
that's
it's
what
fine.
It is. Oval.
Sign me up.
It's all right. Here we go. 224 area code says they have square scoops at Super Dog, and they come around in a round cone. Well, that we can that's like two blocks away. Well, not really, but. All right, hold on. We're going
to
find out what's happening on because the opening bell is coming up right after this on WGN. Let's go to find out what's going on with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. Isn't Heroes and Legends a stripper bar?
The last time I checked, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Talking about talking about chili, and I'm like,
yeah.
Chili? They have chili, really?
Well, you know, a lot of strip joints do have buffets.
Yeah, and some of them have pretty good, I've heard, buffets.
Oh, I was just going to ask, Steve.
No, I've heard.
You answered that one pretty quickly, pal.
From my reporting.
Yeah, okay.
Chili,
yes.
Chili, yes.
Okay.
So coming up on the opening bell, we're sneaking up to your ears. That's all coming up on the opening bell.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, we have some more here, Esmeralda. Mario's Italian lemonade on Taylor. I've been going there for 25 years. Well, you know, anything that's Italian and involves Taylor, Taylor Street, mm-hmm. normally it's good.
Delicious.
Yeah. Oh, here's one of my favorites from my childhood, and I still go there, and it tastes exactly the same, and there's only one of them in the city, Hero Subs at Addison and Western across from Lane Tech. Have you ever gone there, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Yeah, I've had those.
And it's as soon as you walk into that, that's the submarine place that I grew up. I lived at Addison, and I grew up at Lake Addison in Ravenswood.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was that? Okay.
That was the angels coming down to bring you a sandwich. Well,
it's some ice cream.
That's you know, I know that you didn't like that sound very much. It must have been square.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, Addison and Western, Heroes, exactly the same as it was when I was a kid. Exactly. You walk into that place and you smell it. No other sub tastes like it. No other sub smells like it. And that was, I grew up on that place. Used to go there all the time.
Do love a good sub.
Yeah, and that place is great. Heroes. And that's the only place you can, it's the only one of its kind. And still right there across the street. After, you know, Jack in the Box and Noggles and all the places across the street have failed, you know, that Heroes has been there forever. Because, you know what, if I went to Lane and I would go to lunch, of all the places that are, now there are a lot of places around there too, I would go directly to Heroes every day.
Yeah, there's a Popeyes. For me, that's quite some competition.
Yeah, Popeyes is right across the street. That's where the Jack in the Box used to be.
Oh, okay.
And then it was a Noggle. You remember Noggle's Tacos?
No.
Noggle's? You don't remember? Dan's laughing. Apparently you don't remember Noggle's?
No, it's just a great name for a taco place.
I bet it's still open. I bet there are some in other cities.
N-O-G-G-L-E-S?
N-A-U-G-L-E-S. N-A-U-G-L-E-S. Noggle's. I'm not kidding. It was a real place. They had square taco shells. No, I'm kidding. Have you seen those? You ever see those?
Square taco shells?
Square taco shells, where they have this bottom so that they don't fall over.
Oh, right.
When you fill them?
Yeah. I mean, those aren't real tacos.
No, they're not. No, it's not. It's but Old El Paso makes them, for God's sake. All right. Let's see. I remember Cock Robin was the only place that had licorice flavor ice cream. I've never seen it since. Licorice flavored ice cream.
Oh, can I throw out another in J-Town?
Yeah.
It's a fried chicken place.
Yeah.
I love fried chicken.
Clearly.
It's called Chicken and Spice.
Chicken and Spice. Where is it?
It's downtown. It's in downtown Joliet around, like, the Rialto and all that. And they have they're called chicken chunks.
Oh, that sounds appetizing.
Oh, no, but they're so good.
Are they deep fried and breaded? And?
Yep. It's just like a big chunk of chicken and then... Just the batter is amazing.
Chicken and Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it, there's only one that you know of?
Yeah, that's the only one I know of.
Okay. Whataburger in Texas. Yum, someone says. 847, char dog is better than a boiled dog. I like a good char dog.
Mm-hmm.
That place that, where did we just, it was Kedzie and Foster, right? Kedzie and Foster.
Your restaurant that you
Char Village. Right, Char Village?
Yeah.
They have, well, it's called Char Village. So everything that they do, they char, the dogs are charred there. I like a good char dog. Yeah. All right. All right, Esmeralda, I will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And maybe we can stop your squareism.
Such a squarist, apparently.
You are, completely. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Take a break here on WGN. The news is next.